without a cause. And I'm back with the beaver hats and Ben Davis slacks. 30 pack of Stroll, 30 pack of hoes. No Rogaine in the propane flows. The chosen one.
It's got a 30 pack of Strohs. You know he's a badass when he's drinking Strohs. I only know one person that drinks Strohs, and that's Jorge De La Rosa. And for some reason, he still buys them. Like, he'll pop up at parties with Strohs, and it's like, where did you buy this shit? 1987? Like, how did you even find this today?
So did Kid Rock influence him to drink the Strohs?
I think Kid Rock's just that white trash. We have, like, a Strohs sign at my work. Like,
and you're still looking for the Strohs?
I don't think we carry
just,
that shit.
I was going to say, is it just a sign, or do it's you like actually carry it?
It's like a 50s, 70s thing. That's our intro music today, Derek, the American Badass.
Nice.
Because we have one listener. His name's Chris Clem. This is his favorite artist. And if you didn't hear, Kid Rock has been announced for the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yes. And he's only been on, like, what, 36 pay-per-views?
WWE is trying to...
WWE.
They're trying to say that Billboard, the charts and magazine and music people, are the ones that have broke the story. But I think Chris Clem was our man on the ground about 2 weeks ago, because Chris Clem was like going through his tour dates going, he still has WrestleMania weekend open when he's filled all these other dates with his crews and blah, blah, blah. And like Chris Clem was on this tip months ago.
Or he's just an avid fan and he's like hoping he would be at WrestleMania
because
he's such an avid fan.
And Chris Clem will be there.
So he followed that shit.
Damn, Chris Clem's going to get to attend the WrestleMania that Kid Rock is inducted in the Hall of Fame of.
If that's like your top favorite band of all time, like that is sick as fuck.
Yeah,
your two favorite things at once.
That's a crying moment.
Yeah, your two favorite things at once. That's a nutting in your pants and crying moment. Like, you're going to do both. He might even shit himself in the process.
Who, Chris Clem or Kid Rock?
Yeah, it just might come out both ways and through the eyes, you know.
Yeah.
He just might be like one of those little children fucking memes, just a nasty fucking boogery, slimy,
Chris,
nasty mess.
Chris Clem, I just got one thing to say to you on behalf of all Kid Rock fans. I'm going to say Chris Clem fans. Chris Rock fans.
Chris Rock.
On behalf of all Chris Rock fans.
Yeah. You're like, fuck Kid Rock. We'll talk
Kid Rock.
Chris Rock.
On behalf of all Kid Rock fans. Balls in your mouth, balls in your mouth, balls in your mouth, balls in your mouth. That's the lyrics. That's a Kid Rock classic.
Yes.
That all Kid Rock fans call to each other. Like Juggalos say whoop whoop and things like that. Kid Rock fans go to each other and say, balls in your mouth, balls in your mouth. So, yeah.
You say that often too, don't you?
Balls in your mouth. Balls in your mouth. Yeah, I used to.
You used to.
Yeah, those were in my...
Only when you watched Matt Stryker, though, right?
Those are my younger days.
Your younger day.
That
your
I
hipster
was.
Hipster days?
Yeah, that I was telling people balls in their mouth. Yeah. This is the weirdest episode. If you didn't know, it's the Lousy ECW Podcast. This is our bonus show where
they would definitely have no clue what we're doing. We had no intro, straight Kid Rock. All they knew, we were like connecting some wrestling dots here.
Where I don't even know what we do.
We watch
WWE ECW.
I thought we gave it a second chance.
We give live reaction to it. But yeah, we're at episode 19. So,
and how many Strohs are you deep in?
I'm only like halfway through a Blue Raspberry Steel Reserve that I got on an American Express gift card.
Nice.
I was going to say, you want my balls in your mouth, but I was like, there's no way that's the way the song goes.
No, I don't want your balls in your mouth, but
you
obviously
don't want my balls in my own mouth?
you can have your own balls in your mouth, and I bet you'd be a huge star. But but that's well, another genre. Well,
Derek, it's 420.
It is 420.
So it's the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. This is the Lousy ECW Podcast. This is our bonus show where we watch WWE CW episode by episode and give our live reaction and commentary and give it a second chance to see if it was a good TV show or not.
And thus far,
there's been a few good episodes.
There's been a couple hidden gems.
Last episode was the strip poker episode. You can find these episodes on our Patreon. I know last episode I said I was going to post for free, and I don't think I did, so I'm going to post this one for free. This one will be
no,
on
you're
our...
No, you're not. I think I talked you out of the last one.
I'll post this one for free. But normally you can find these episodes on the Lousy Weather Media Patreon. If you enjoy Lousy Weather Media and you're fans of me and you want to be able to help me facilitate things like releasing albums for Dwayne Duke and things like that and pay the bills for my house and...
Jericho Cruise?
No, Jericho Cruise. I haven't been able to get that bottomless credit card for the company yet. One day, though, if I get more Patreon subscribers, I can get that bottomless credit card for the company.
Nice.
No, I'll just whip it out. It was like at the...
I hope you're talking about the credit card the credit and not card. Your dick.
Well, we went to the AIW show, and if you listen to the main show, I asked Steve Guy how this was going to work. He was like, if you bring your receipt, you should be fine. I was like, all right. So, because it was under Lousy Weather Media.
We almost had a...
And it was almost not fine.
They were,
yeah,
they were dumbfounded.
They were, yeah.
I was...
They had... It was like they had never...
I was dying inside so hard because they were like, what? What?
Yeah, it was like they had never seen anything like this.
Like they didn't know what another company was other than AIW.
I said, yeah, I have my receipt here and I bought the tickets on PayPal, so it used my company name, Lousy Weather Media. And they were like... I don't think that's going to be on our list. And they're like, something's are scribbled. How soon did you buy these? Like, thinking I just bought them earlier in the day. I'm like, on Monday. And they're like, all right, well, it has the old PayPal. Or it has, like, what do you say? The old gimmick email address is what he said.
So they don't even use that email address. Like, what happened? Like, it just got voided out, like, that weekend, and they changed... Funny. That's why I was thinking through my head, like, fuck, what's going on? Like, they're changing
emails.
They're
like, so I guess you guys are good. I was like, all right, cool.
We should have been, like, VIP. They wouldn't even fucking knew.
Well, it had the price on the
Did
receipt.
You think they were looking at the ticket?
They were
more concerned about what you said to them rather than visually looking at the ticket.
Lousy Weather Media. They're like, we're looking for a name and an ID.
They weren't even looking at anything other than what you gave them.
We did get in. We got the surprise of Dan Severn in the bathroom.
Yes.
Before he surprised the crowd.
Yes.
Joe,
it was a cool moment.
Yeah, Joe Flock was like, do you know who's in the bathroom? Dan Severn. And you like got up and ran. I'd never seen.
I did not run.
I haven't seen you run so fast.
It was like the third match.
I haven't seen you run so fast since we used to play football out in the
Betty Jane.
Betty Jane.
I did not run that fast.
Or basketball in high school. I haven't seen you run so fast since we played piss out in ninth grade. But anyway, you.
Talked to UFC 5 with. Dan Severn a little bit.
The return of the beast when he won the USC championship.
Yeah.
I used to have that on DVD.
Exactly.
You and I used to watch
that's
a
why
lot.
I talked about it. I was like, man, I used to have this fucking DVD. This was like one of the best matches I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Like, had to talk about it.
Kid Rock's still playing.
I thought this was a dedication to Chris Klim episode.
I wish these Kid Rock albums were on Spotify. Like, these are Kid Rock albums I would listen to.
So is he like Lars and not... letting Spotify have shit
probably,
unless he gets paid.
Well, they were like self-release stuff, and so Devil Without a Cause is like almost like a rebirth kind of, like, that's where, like, they all called that.
He already had it.
I remember when it came up, Chris Klebb might correct me on this shit, but I remember in like 99 when that came out, it was like, this is his debut record, the debut album, the debut this.
But it was like a re-release.
It wasn't until like the Behind the Music came out a year or two later that everybody was like, no, he put out an album in 1990 on Jive Records. Then he did like two fucking solo releases.
Yeah, I thought he did like three or four albums before.
Yeah,
his big record label debut obviously is
the
what
only reason
that
I
was.
Found out is because when Devil Without a Cause came out, I was like way into it. So then we,
of course, you were down with the
we would we would look up like. On cdnow.com and shit on like what everybody that's how I spent a lot of my time when I was a kid. Like I went to cdnow.com and like looked up my favorite bands and
their discography.
Yeah, and you found out their other records and you could play like they would be
clips.
Like 10-second clips. Like
I
the
remember.
Smallest clips ever. But yeah, and you play that shit and fucking,
now you do that, you spend 99 cents.
Yeah.
Just to listen to the clip.
Well, you just have Spotify and you have the world at your fingertips. Yeah. But it's almost like when things aren't on Spotify, they don't exist anymore. Like the history of rock. I had to go to YouTube to hear American Badass. Like what kind of shit is this?
I'm surprised you didn't just look up a WWE record. I'm sure it would have it on there.
Maybe. Maybe one of those ones they did in the 2000s. But not the one with ICP on it.
You know that for sure.
Yeah, that was volume 3. Yeah.
I had zero of those records.
The first one's the best. WWF Full Metal, the album.
Of course, because it had your classic hit where you could have been Shawn Michaels.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy.
And we've already told this story.
I got the look that drives all the girls wild.
You're just missing your tassel right now. I mean, you're striking all the poses. You're trying to do your best, Shawn Michaels. Like,
up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy
little,
boy.
His little pose.
Sexy boy.
It's hard for you to get
down
there.
I'm busting the poses. I'm getting low right now. I make them feel
like
they're on cloud nine.
I mean, you're
kind of
like WWE. You don't have the fireworks, so I mean, you're kind of right in there.
Yeah, no pyro anymore.
No pyro.
But that one had the two songs, though. They had like the dudes from Overkill and... Scotty in from Anthrax and all that shit that did those two songs at the beginning. They're dope. They're like cool hardcore songs. In the middle of 1995 when like who was like
it took you like a like year. It took you until like the second album for you to even hear those songs because you were so dedicated to Shawn Michaels at this time. What are you talking about? You didn't listen to the first two songs?
You don't even know how true that is. No. I listened to that whole record.
I bet you did.
When I was a kid, I listened to that record. 1995, that record came out. I listened to that shit like it was the record. Like, that was the record.
That was, like, your gateway.
My favorite CDs back then were, like, Offspring.
WWE.
Offspring Smash. President's United States of America and motherfucking WWF Full Metal, the album. It just went from there, dude.
What a great group of CDs at that age.
Yeah, those are my favorites, dude. Just Blast and Razor Ramon's theme and shit.
Now you didn't come out as Razor Ramon at all. You just did Shawn Michaels, right?
Yeah, I just did Shawn Michaels. Yeah, Shawn Michaels.
I just figured eventually you just tapped into every theme song and just like got into your groove.
See, if you
one.
Don't know what we're doing right now, I had told Derek a story one time that I played the Shawn Michaels theme song 36
I think they
times
can listen
in a row.
To episode 3 and
hear
the whole
I don't
story.
Know what episode it's on, but it's. But I played the Shawn Michaels theme song 36 times in a row. Like, just over and over and over and over. It was my favorite song.
Just to impress your friend's neighbor or something like that, the chick?
I don't know.
She was supposed
that
to be...
That came, like, later on in it. Like,
during the 36th time she finally showed up.
Yeah, Mike...
You finally got your
I
want to
say
Martel.
Mike Moneypenny's sister showed up, like, during, like, number 35 and, like... Moneypenny was like, Jesus Christ, turn his song off. And then his sister's like, I like it. Play it again. And then I got to play the song again. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucking
secretly,
funny.
It was for you to be.
Just dumbass stories like that. My dad and I were watching a snowboard movie. And it just reminded me of like all the snowboarding I did when I was 10 years old on this little hill behind my house. Like these
what,
guys
recently?
No, these guys are doing... Yeah, it, my dad and I were watching this yesterday, but these guys are, like, going down giant mountains in Alaska.
And all you can think about is the little hill you
Little tiny down. Hill I'd go down. That you went 2 foot. Yeah. 2 foot down with one jump.
That's like, awesome. Yeah.
But anyway, so we should probably start this. The Lousy ECW Podcast. Balls in your mouth? No.
Nope.
But anyway, yeah, Kid Rock. This is the Kid Rock episode.
Kid Rock episode.
Even though he's not on this. But yeah, Kid Rock had some albums in between there before he broke mainstream. But yeah, they always just called Devil Without a Cause his debut album, even though it was nowhere near his debut.
No, I knew that.
Anyway, so what we do is we queue up the episode on WWE Network. We are at WWE ECW episode 19.
Which is October 17th.
October 17th, 2006, Derek. 12 yep. years ago, 12 man.
12 years ago.
I had graduated high school by this point. It was a couple months after I graduated, I'll say, because I graduated in June that year, a few months. So, yeah, I don't know what I was doing. I was working at Taco Bell. No, I was working at Swenson's by this point, maybe. I think I was working at Swenson's, my friend.
Was this during Bring Your Calculator years?
And no, I did not join Bring Your Calculator. Oh, yeah, I did, but Bring Your Calculator was already broken up by this point. I want to say I was back in Shreds of Glory, but and probably Sins of the Knife or one of those bands at that time.
Probably everywhere.
Damn. I didn't even remember that band until I just thought of it right now. Me and you played in bands for like 10 years.
Yes, we did. Craziness.
Yeah, I just kept quitting. I'd be like, I can't do this anymore. All these
off
other
to the
bands.
Next band.
Yeah, I did bounce around between bands a lot, though. If you think about it,
mm-hmm.
It's hard to keep the behind the music. Sean asked. Anyway, so we're
I thought it was behind the scenes, the secret Chris Klem episode.
Oh yeah, that's right, Chris Rock. So what we do is we cue the episode up to 00000, which means we skip past the Camp WWE ad, the Tap Out ad.
You're never going to get Kid Rock right. It's always going to come out Chris Rock.
The mature rating, we skip past all that. So we queued up 000, and then we hit play together. I don't have my controller today, though, so I need to go grab it so we mute the volume. But anyway, here we go. We're going to hit play in 3, 2, 1, play. Let the bodies hit the floor.
The good thing about this week is we actually captured all our audio compared to last week. So, I mean, it's already starting off pretty good, even though we're only like 30 minutes in and we're just now starting the show. So, I mean, I think we're on a good roll so far.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the... I asked if we should do a watch-along or a standard review for our Guilty as Charged review.
And Chris Klem obviously said standard review.
Chris Klem was the only person that voted, yep. And he chose standard review.
I'm cool with whatever.
I said,
I've just been super busy.
I said, I appreciate that you would rather hear about wrist locks instead of dick looks... And he was like, let's face it, you're going to talk about dick either way. A lot.
A lot of dick.
And he's like, less chance of you falling asleep if you're doing a standard review. He just wants something listenable in his car.
Yes.
I feel like this show's listenable too, Chris Klem. And damn.
Just a lot more stories.
So Singapore Kane on a pole match. Vince Russo. This is the week Vince Russo came back to WWE and started booking in 2006.
So they really think they're going to take the cane from the Sandman to put on the pole?
Yeah, they're just going to have their own cane.
We're going to open up with guy. It.
Yeah, Justin Roberts in this bitch. Should leave the volume. Look how high they got that bowl up there.
That is
who's,
fucking...
Who's going to get that?
Matt Stryker's dick.
Who's even wrestling in this match?
The Sandman.
Against who?
Matt Stryker.
No, it's Guido. I thought it said Lil Guido on the screen. Are you sure? It looked like Lil
positive.
Guido to me,
Why
man.
Would they have Lil Guido when Matt Stryker and Sandman has been clearly in a feud?
No, I thought it was Sandman and Lil Guido.
That's been in the feud?
Mm.
You need to get me on
no,
what
that they're
you
having
are.
In this match. I swear they just showed a picture of Lil Guido, dude.
You're wrong.
Are you sure they showed Matt Stryker and
they
not Lil
Guido? They showed Matt Stryker. But they actually, they could have showed Lil Guido, but I'm pretty sure they had Matt Stryker's name under it. That's all I can recall.
I want to fucking rewind so bad.
I know. Why rewind?
We're watching along with people, so we can't rewind.
Why?
What's up?
I was about to say why. Like, you're about to find out.
I want to see if that graphic said Lil Guido.
Telling you.
I mean, not said, but looked like Lil Guido. I just want to see if the graphic looked like Lil Guido. There's a Matt Stryker. Like, if they might have said Matt Stryker under a picture of Lil Guido, or if my eyes are that bad. You're right.
Your eyes are that bad.
All right. Whatever. Fair enough. We'll move on.
I mean, I can smack them into place if you need me to.
We'll move on. 2 weeks ago, Big Show and Matt Stryker teamed up so that Matt Stryker could pin Big Show. I barely remember any of this happening. It's like,
because we didn't do a podcast last week.
Yeah, we did. We did the strip poker episode last week.
Was it last week?
Yeah. Yeah, man.
That's the only thing I remember.
We might have not have done that last. We might have done that on the weekend. I don't really fucking remember now. I don't even fucking remember what. I don't even know what we're talking about. So, Sandman's drinking beer. Hey, everybody's celebrating. You're
talking
right.
About
here
the
comes the dick man. Is definitely not Lil Guido in the match. It is Matt Stryker. Old slope dick himself. Look at his dick just sloping all around. You're ready to go skiing off of it. You could literally see where his dick points out and his balls circle underneath, dude. Your tights are fucked. Your trunks are fucked if that's the way you're wearing them. You should not wear that on television. Trunks are fucked. I shouldn't see the outline of your dick with your balls swinging.
But I thought that's what you like seeing.
You're right.
But it's Matt Stryker, so you just don't like it?
No, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't.
Is it because he makes you jealous?
I wouldn't draw that much attention to it. No, his dick kind of looks just like mine. It's just like this little thing poking at you. What the fuck? Anyway, he's fucking. Like, yeah, if he had a giant hog, it would swang way lower than that. You know what I mean?
So he definitely doesn't have your Tony Nese going on.
No, that's why Tony Nese's is all formed, packaged up front, because it looks like a gonzo nose, I'm sure. From the Muppet Babies.
From the Muppet Babies?
Ew.
Just not Gonzo from the movies? He has to be from the Muppet Babies? So he's a little animated Peter?
He's from all Muppet incarnations. Babies, live action, play, theater, puppets. I used to have a bunch of like random fucking Muppet movies. Yeah, nice. On tape back in the day. They were all made in like the '80s. They aired it during a Muppet Babies marathon. It was like a 6-hour fucking tape I had. It had all kinds of
Jesus
crazy shit
Christ.
On it. Yeah, my dad went ham on a Saturday. Hit record for me. Here's your favorite show when you're 4. Here's your tape, man.
Oh, yeah.
I had to be around that age, 3 or 4, watching the Muppet Babies. Those fucking socks and feet controlled those bitches. Fozzie always getting tomatoes thrown at them. That's about all I remember. So Sandman's climbing a pole, going after his cane. Oh, man.
Are you sure it's his cane?
Going after a cane. It could be anybody's
because
cane.
Because if it was his cane, it could be seated.
It's got to be Kane. It's got to be Kane.
Actually, it has to be because he didn't come out with his cane.
Look at Matt Stryker's dick.
He's using it to climb the pole.
He just shimmied right up that pole. No problem. He got the cane. So he's got the cane. Now he can use it on his opponent. Just like a coal miner's glove match in the old NWA territory. You know, oh, God. Oh, man. Isn't that the end of the match, or do you got to pin somebody now?
You got to pin someone.
So what the fuck did we even put the cane on a pole for?
Uh-oh. Just for this. So the Sandman can finally cane Stryker.
Oh, Sandman canes Stryker in the face, and then he canes him in the back. Now he's celebrating.
Now is the match over?
There's a lot of sun shining for how snowing it is right now. Like, all of a sudden, all this
only
glare
in Ohio
hit me in the face.
Do we get snow and the sun?
Like, where the
that
fuck
is
did
awesome.
All this glare come from? So anyway, swing batter batter. Oh, and Matt Stryker ducks out of the ring as
he shit cans himself.
Yeah, he shit cans himself. He's bleeding. He's got the cut, the crimson mask of the Matt Stryker. I wonder if it's making his dick fully erect.
It sure is, buddy.
Oh, man. So he's bleeding, man. Matt Stryker getting the color.
And he's, man. Is the Matt, he's getting himself counted
yeah,
out?
Yeah, he's just leaving. Yeah, he's done. He is done.
I'm pretty sure this is the first time he's ever been busted open. Or
Sandman?
He's cut himself.
I mean,
the Sandman shit.
He's, I meant Stryker.
He's bleeding before he's in the fucking ring, bud.
I said the wrong S name.
Sandman. With the win. At least you got. I'll just give it to you that that's what you thought I was talking about. Who was the winner?
Sandman. This was a good little kick, the way, a good little release of the cane when he kicks him in the stomach and he gave that cane that, like,
oh,
spin.
Oh, yeah, he's straight cutting himself.
Oh, yeah, you could see the cut across his forehead.
You see him doing it with that shitty camera angle.
Yeah, which is why people shouldn't cut themselves in wrestling nowadays. We've made
Let Brock Lesnar bust you open.
Bust you open the hard way. I mean, color is important in wrestling. I've always been a fan of blood, and but
it needs to be in the right match in the right atmosphere.
And you also can't just do cuts across your forehead anymore. It's got to be an eyebrow. It's got to be in your fucking up in the top. It can't just be. You can't just. Fucking blade across your
forehead. Yeah, you don't want to look like Dusty Rhodes.
You don't get punched in the head and have a gash the fucking 2 inches long across your forehead. You know what I mean?
The only time you have that is if you're elbowed in the fucking.
It's CM Rock. So CM Rock's in the ring.
CM Rock?
Yep, CM Rock. And he's going to wrestle Rene Dupree.
Dupree, huh? I thought he was going to say stare at the dick, and I was going to be like, this is perfect for you, Sean. You just got this song on repeat, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just on YouTube. He's getting a bunch of YouTube views for me right now. 25,000 views on this track. So
by the time it's done, it's going to have 30,000.
Rene Dupree's been getting a slight push, though. He got buried on his first match against CM Punk, but then he got
the last one.
Then he get a couple wins, and then now he's here against CM Punk again. Do you remember? That was a question.
I remember the whole Shannon Moore. Where did he disappear to?
Yeah, Shannon Moore's gone. He's fired already. No, I have no idea. Rene Dupree, though.
But they are giving him a push.
Rene Dupree. See, this kid, he didn't get enough of a fair shake, I think. I think
Rene Dupree?
I think
oh, you didn't
four
even
or five
remember
years.
I
think four,
I at least remember
yeah,
who
I had
the
him,
fuck he was.
I had him confused with that other guy that I can't remember the name of now.
Rob
Conway.
Conway?
Yeah.
I at least know who both of those guys are.
Confused. But Rene Dupree, I think we've seen improvement over him over the past 4 weeks. Like, how he's looked on TV as a single wrestler.
I mean, he don't have back knee.
Yeah, he's he like the first week when he was on. But he's jacked. He's got fluid movement, not bad. He just looks a little.
He kind of looks like the AIW wrestler.
I think he got fucked from
Magnus. Wasn't that his name?
Magnum CK.
Magnum
you're talking
CK.
About? Yeah.
Minus all the chest hair.
Yeah, Magnum CK. That's Jordan Patrick's favorite wrestler. He's just an advocate for his favorite wrestler.
Nice.
Magnum CK. He posted that on Instagram that night we were there. So that's what Jordan was doing. When Jordan was not paying attention to the show like everybody else in the crowd, he was walking around trying to just talk to wrestlers and stuff. Because he goes to the AIW shows a lot.
Nice.
My cigarette batteries are dead.
can't even better.
Smoke cigarettes.
You can finally quit.
Nah, I'll recharge them eventually. So, CM Punk slap. Nice slap exchange. Looks much like a slap exchange. He does a rock bottom.
Looks very much like a slap exchange.
Rock bottom into Anaconda Vice. And we're going to see a tap out there. Rene Dupree is done. He can't handle the wrath of CM Rock.
I'm sorry, but Rene Dupree is probably a lot better than what this was shown to be. Like, if you think about it. He got,
Rene
a minute and a half of offense?
And we got the interruption. We got Mike Knox interrupting.
Their feud is just now beginning.
Because his girlfriend, Kelly, Mike Knox's girlfriend, Kelly, cannot stop fucking around with CM Punk. Derek, if you were in Mike Knox's situation, what would you do?
You know that saying in The Office? She'd be my ho no mo.
Yeah, I mean,
without the crying.
You don't have a girlfriend that goes on national TV like, what's CM Punk doing? And let me strip for you. Like, once she again, got naked for him 1 week on TV.
Once again, she'd be my ho no mo.
And that's not how you, that's not a girlfriend you keep. Yeah, you just stop dating her. You don't go fighting the guy. This girl, I already forgot her name. Super attractive. She
would be my next girlfriend if I was Mike Knox.
This girl, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but they just posted her on WWE.com this week. And I was like, who the fuck is this? And I clicked on it and it was like ECW announcer so-and-so. She was like a Playboy Cyber Girl of the Month the same week Tori Wilson was in Playboy in like 2003. So they tried to hire her and she was like, nah. And then like 3 years later, they got her to hire. And then she was there for like 2 months and then quit.
Because she was like, nah.
Yeah. Her name's like something.
Something.
It's something Italian. I keep wanting to say Angelo Vespucci, but that's just some kid that I watched a SoundCloud rap video of earlier today. So it's not Angelo Vespucci. What the fuck? Who the fuck is it? ECW backstage interviewer 2006. I've never seen her before, though, in my life until I saw this article, so I was waiting for when she'd show up. Anyway, what's Rob Van Dam saying?
You know what
he's bro, saying. I'm really stoned. I want to wrestle again sometime.
He looks
today.
Like he is on a soma, though. Look at those eyes.
He's high as fuck, man. I'm going to do the Van Dam splits. She said Rob Van Dam with him. Anyway, yeah, I don't know who she is. Todd Grisham is what popped up in my phone. Her name's Rebecca DePietro. Rebecca DePietro is an American model, former something or other career. She
here is your favorite part of our WWE moment.
Back knee. Let's see how bad it is this week. Last week was fucking awful. The past 2 weeks have been. And it's sad because he dies like a year and a half after this that we're watching here. It's just sad. His poor little heart couldn't take all this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we also,
you know what he was doing.
You also, like, it's almost like, oh, man, come on. Look at all your back knee, man. How you going to be like that, man? You can't. They're going for wide angle shots when they go to his back.
Maybe they're just now noticing it. Or we've been podcasting for so long about his back knee that WWE is finally changing their fucking views of Tess back.
So what's Tess got to say?
I have back
test.
Knee.
My back knee is gone. You all make fun of me. It's gone. I wouldn't have almost married Stephanie McMahon, given her my steroid-injected dick, to not get back here to ECW. After Triple H gave her more steroided dick. You seen him when he came back in January of 2002?
You had more back knee than me. And that is true.
But here I am. And I'm just in the ring. I've had a lot of ECW originals fight with me. As you can see, here's the thing that we've been showing you every week for 3 weeks now. Where the Bob Holly got his back ripped open. Now
that
Bob
is a laceration.
Bob Harley had a hell of a blade job there. Now if you saw my back get cut like that, you'd see pimples explode everywhere. You'd see pus. You'd see blood. You'd see green liquid that randomly comes out of random things just dripping on the ground.
You're making him sound like he's a fucking mutant.
he is. I am a pimple-fueled mutant. And you will pay the test.
What would his Marvel name be? Test?
Yeah, Test. Test, the fucking Toxic Avenger.
The Toxic Avenger.
So, Bob Harley, now they're just showing more stuff where Bob Harley was like, I want a match.
Are they trying to create a test
match.
Bob?
Test. Yeah, they got a test Bob Harley feud going.
I thought Bob Hardy. Now you got me doing it. Bob Holly. I thought he was helping Test and Mike mm-hmm. Knox. Like, what the fuck just happened? Two bad guys are going at it now? They just turned Bob Holly face because he just got his back fucking lacerated 3 weeks ago.
It was pretty wild.
What the fuck? So
I want to tell you that I used to be a Motley Crue roadie, and now I got back knee, and you're going to have to face the test. I've done like 5 final lines on this promo. When does this end? Press A. Skip promo. Auto win.
Auto win.
trying to 2K17 this shit.
Where you can auto win?
Yeah, what are 2K18?
All this for Balls Mahoney.
Well, here comes Balls Mahoney. I told you he was challenging one of the ECW originals. He was like, you can't take my back knee. After you, well, he kept attacking Bob Harley, so I expected him to come out. But Bob Harley's got that laceration. So now Balls Mahoney's coming out to fight for the right to Bob Harley.
When a wrestler should have body tape around him to protect a laceration, they're kept in the back, but instead when they have a fake bruised ribs, they just wrap them out and send them out there, and they're good to go. It's just, they should send him out there. You know motherfucking Bob Holly can wrestle.
Bob Harley.
I am not saying. I'm not
now, Balls Mahoney's kind of promo? Jesus Christ.
This is definitely a WWE 2K18 going on. Are they having a stare down now?
Yeah.
Oh,
he said, I haven't taken steroids in my life, but I've done a hell of a lot of meth. Now fight me. Punch me in the chin. I worship Satan. I'm on meth. Punch me in the chin. I don't think it worked, though. The test is going to leave, but balls.
So balls initiates the
balls.
Brawl.
Balls. 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 Balls.
So they're just making a match?
Balls.
Yep. Nice. Right referee, into a match.
Referee Mickey J's in there. The bell has rung. We have a match with Balls Mahoney and Test.
See, I wish you could do that in WWE 2K.
Just have a match from your promo?
Right from
promo to a
match.
I thought you could just attack them.
No, you can attack them, but you don't have a match. Like, a ref don't come out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I wish they could do that. That'd
only
be sick.
Only if it's, like, pre-scripted.
Yeah.
God, I haven't played WWE 2K to WWE. I can't say WWE anymore.
I've been saying it on purpose the entire time because we were doing the Kurt Angle. WWE.
I haven't played 2K18 in a while. I don't know. I fell off of it pretty quick. I should probably finish it before the new one comes out
in October.
Yeah, not that much more time. But it's, I feel like they're just like growing and growing and growing to a point where I'll finally like win the games, but then they'll the very next year change everything. Like, we got a whole new engine and shit like that. You know what I mean?
It's getting better.
Like 15 was absolute fucking like bare bones, nothing. 16 had the Austin thing, so that saved it. Like, if it didn't have the Austin thing, it would be fucking boring. 17 got a little more expansive, but it was super boring, the career mode. Yeah. And then 18, the career mode is pretty cool, but then, like, universe and that shit is almost too time-consuming. Like, it used to be so much faster. The load times are slow as shit. The fucking creating stuff is so slow, and the options are fucking bare. Like,
next year it'll be fucking fully packaged. Yeah,
because they'll have the way
they're bare down already put in.
And they'll have all the stuff that happened through this year. I mean, last year, where there was two pay-per-views through everything, so you have a little more. They'll have more graphics, more arenas, more everything like that.
Way more load times.
Yeah. Yeah. Balls. Sorry, Balls is punching somebody. You got to say Balls. He just got poked in the eyes right in front of the referee. But a spine buster sit out, and we got a close two count from Balls.
This has actually been a very decent match.
Test started stepping it up, man, and Balls Mahoney.
Did the steroids help step up his game?
Test with a big boot to Balls' face. Steroids all day. He doesn't look that bad. I haven't seen the back knee today, man. He might be a little leaner, might be off the roiders. That's what I'm going to call steroids now, roiders.
Reuters?
Yeah, he might be off the Reuters, man. The anabolics.
Until you get a close-up and you're like,
So, Test just won. That's a 1-2-3. I'm about to fall asleep. How much longer we got in this episode?
We're only the second match in.
Oh, holy shit. I thought it was over.
You got that shit just queued up now.
Kid Rock Hall of Fame. I hope he performs that song at the WWE Hall of Fame. I mean, that's not logical. There's no logical reason why he would perform Balls in Your Mouth at the WWE WrestleMania.
He'll probably play a new song.
I hope he performs at WrestleMania. I hope he performs the American Badass theme song as Undertaker comes to the ring as American Badass.
Will your little heart be complete?
I think that is... It would be
you
fitting.
You think that's going to top...
Oh, Shannon Moore's back. What? Damn, hell yeah. It's our boy, the reject. Shannon Moore, been jobbed out for weeks. Let's see what he can do this
Job
week.
Job out this week to... drumroll, Sabu.
Sabu had cool theme music here. It was like, don't.
I thought it was essentially his normal music, just a little
it was
different,
like,
pace.
It was just like a ZCW theme, yeah. It went later in life. It's like, can we hear it here a little bit? I don't know. It's like a cat. Nice Saudi rhythms, you know what I mean? Like, if I want to hear Saudi music, that's what I want to hear right
Sabu's.
There. Yeah, right there. So, yeah, Shannon Moore's jobbing out pretty quick.
It should be a really good match, honestly. Nah,
he's jobbing out real quick. He just two backward leg drops, camel clutch, match over. All right, so he gets to the ropes.
Really think they do him again like that? After 5 months of vignettes.
Yeah, because Shannon Moore's a veteran here. He's not new talent that they're trying to get over. That's the problem.
Nor is Sabu. Sabu's been in the game a hell of a lot longer than Shannon Moore at this
point.
Yeah,
but he hasn't been in WWE longer.
No.
And Sabu would get his axe pretty soon, too. But Sandman, I mean, fucking it.
I mean,
Shannon
they had
Moore,
to get rid of the
Shannon
Soma
Moore
dealer.
Had the three count. Shannon Moore was WCW. Shannon Moore was all that shit. They don't give a fuck. If WWE has one trend, WCW guys, they did not give a fuck about besides Booker T.
And then Goldberg recently.
And with Booker T, they still said the N-word in front of him on television, so. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here comes Sabu on the replay with his somersault dive over the top rope, springboard, or slingshot, I should say. I love how I was fucking up moves nonstop at the AIW show this week. That one dude did a shooting star press, and I was like, oh, moonsault. You're like, shooting star press? What the fuck are you talking about, moonsault? Oh, moonsault from Shannon Moore there.
Springboard moonsault.
Yeah, springboard moonsault. Here comes Sabu taking a beating here. You were right, Derek. I expected Shannon Moore with his spiky, shiny pants. And
the Sheamus hair before Sheamus.
And Jeff Hardy arm tattoo. That's definitely Jeff Hardy artwork on the arm tattoo. Because Jeff Hardy has the exact same arm tattoo, basically. Or, like, artwork style.
They all do live in...
Yeah, they were good friends. Shannon Moore and Jeff Hardy are great friends. So Shannon Moore probably got it first because Jeff Hardy didn't have it at this time. He didn't get it until like 2008, 2009. So we got a...
When he got really into the drugs.
Yeah, we got atomic leg drop. Well, not really. It wasn't atomic leg drop. That's with a chair in it. We got a...
He just did a springboard leg drop, I thought.
Nah, he did a somersault leg drop.
Do the fucking... Arabian Facebuster.
Shannon Moore went for the spinny twisty. Whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah.
Leg drop. So we're three matches in now?
Three matches in.
Holy shit. What do you think Sabu's theme music was?
We've already listened to it.
Alright, so... Yeah, they're putting this girl on TV a lot. What's up, Bobby? We're doing WWE CW here. You're excited about... You're posing like a Big Show.
Yes, I am. I don't know one could have heard that, but yes,
no.
I am.
No, yeah, you're on microphone. I'll hit record. You're live on microphone now. Say yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
Now, do you know who this woman is, Bobby, that was interviewing here? And tell me your thoughts on her.
All I see right now is her hand.
She's got a nice bracelet.
Yeah, she's an expensive bracelet. Trump buy that for her?
That's funny. So Big Show's cutting a promo right now that I'm the biggest, baddest guy around right now. My dick's fucking probably 14 inches because I'm 8 foot tall. And I have the ECW title and it doesn't fit around my waist, so it's on my shoulder. And I'm really fat at this point in my career, but I swear in 10 years I'll be pretty thin.
You're doing a great job of making it.
You'll call me
look
chicken
like
legs.
Your words are actually him talking on the screen. His lips are.
That is his promo, man. I wasn't doing nothing. What are these bitches saying about me here? These bitches
it's
saying
RVD
about me there.
Is what he's saying.
They all got something to say. I don't give a fuck what they got to say. Man, so yeah, he's cutting this promo. The promos
this has
on this
been
episode,
a night of promos.
Holy
it's
fuck!
Be the longest promo Big Show ever did.
Oh my god, they're so long tonight. Every promo, I'm trying to like talk along through them, and yeah, I can't because they're so long. So instead, I keep playing the Kid Rock song "Balls on Your Mouth." I lost it though. I was gonna turn it on, but now it's on a song called "Hillbilly Stomp," and that's not what we want.
You're going back to "Balls on Your Mouth."
Yeah, we want "Balls in the Mouth." Bobby knows that song. It's one of his favorites. Balls in your mouth. Balls in your mouth. Balls in your mouth. That's what Big Show's saying there. There's Rebecca DiPietro, or Pietro, or whatever her name is. So we got our main event of the evening here, right? Hopefully.
It took us long enough.
I want this episode to be over. Big Show... The ECW World Champion, Big Show here.
He's been champion for a while now.
Yeah, since fucking...
He took it from RVD.
RVD back in July. So he's been champion through July, August, September, and now October. That's 4 months of championship action from a fat Big Show.
And they used him often.
Yeah, he's wrestled every week, hardcore matches, bloody.
Minus strip poker week.
Yeah, did he do anything last week? I don't remember anything but girls getting naked.
I remember they
give
him like 1 week off.
Last week was all naked. They had women getting naked instead of Big Show on a TV. You're right.
Big Show talking about his 14-inch cock.
Big Show's got his 14-inch cock.
Maria got naked instead.
Yep. That's how that went. I don't know. It would be pretty funny if Big Show had a 6-inch dick. There's no way. It has to be giant. He can't just, pull out shit that's smaller than his middle finger.
You're saying he don't have a mat striker.
No, if Big Show had a little pointy fucking slope dick like that.
Well, now it's your time to gauge it.
I don't know what to think about that. Well, yeah, we'll see in Big Show's tights. I'll try and focus in.
You're very good at that.
I'll hone in on my penis skills here. If I have them. In America. I don't know what that was. I was singing a song. Ball with the Ball extended versions playing on my song. On my thing. That would make this a lot better. Oh, shit. It's a commercial. Never mind. It's like a Transformers commercial or some shit. Trying to play Ball with the Ball in the background, but this ain't working, man.
Still made it better.
The Transformers commercial. Maybe. So, this is a big match here. RVD, a big championship contender against the Big Show. Is this a title match?
Are you really saying he's a big contender?
He is the top contender.
I mean, they don't have no one else.
Is this his first match back? Since his
No, he was back the
next week.
He just hasn't been champion.
Yeah. They just made him drop both titles.
So, yeah, here we are. Ball with the Ball, the bang, the bang, the bang.
Do that spin kick as soon as he said Kid Rock.
It is timing up good, dude, man. It is it is building up for this match here. Jump the boogie. Ball with the Ball, the bang, the bang, diggy, diggy, boogie, jump, jump, boogie. This match is going with this song perfect. As soon as Kid Rock started rapping, they're fighting. Here's RVD with a drop kick to the leg. And a kick. And another kick. We're making this a music video here. The critics, the cynics, and all these big kicks from the Big Show. IRS aren't as good as referee Scott Armstrong.
Your favorite referee?
Yeah, he's the baddest in the ring with the counts. Don't look stupid like that other referee.
Now, is he the road dog in the ring?
Who, Scott Armstrong?
Yeah.
Scott Armstrong used to be a racist, was his character back in the day. He wore, Rebel Flag underwear and Rebel Flag mask. I think they called him, Dixie Dynamite or some shit. But, yeah, I mean, that shit got over in Tennessee. Alright, boom, on the ropes. Tiggy said the boogie, said up, jump the boogie. Big Show with the comeback as the chorus hits. Bang, bang. Now we're on verse 2.
And we got a commercial.
Yeah, we're back from commercial break. So verse 2 is all Big Show.
I'm so inspired by Big Show right now.
What, how fat he was?
Yeah.
Have you seen him lately?
Yeah, he lost his
leg. He has an 8-pack. He has an 8-pack and chicken legs. It was like Foghorn Leghorn.
Now
yeah.
You finally agree with me. It's Foghorn Leghorn.
So we're at the bridge of the song now. Let's see how this times to the match.
I think I'm at the
big slaps
on my Big Show body.
Nice.
I can't hear a word you just said, Bobby. My bad. What'd you say?
So I'm gonna go get a burger so I can work on my Big Show body.
Okay. I'm glad I caught that. That's funny. And here comes the first pit or step over his stomach as Kid Rock says, "Wah." This match has been intense, Derek, to say the least.
It's been decent. It's like every other match
they've
had.
I think Kid Rock has made this way more intense. Oh. Oh. Down, 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 down. Twisted Brown Trucker Band. Is that the name of them?
is the name of who?
Yeah, Kid Rock.
You're asking a person who's not a big Kid Rock fan.
Kid Rock should never start doing country music.
But he
did. That's so fucked up. And there's country songs on I almost said Only God Knows Why. On Devil Without a Cause, like Only God Knows Why. So it wasn't like...
It was something new.
We should have known. You know what I mean? It was like when AFI started doing all those really slow gothic songs on their last two punk records. Yeah, should have known what was coming in the next couple of years.
You're like, my band is turning goth. Why? Yeah, yeah. Why?
And they were already goth, but they didn't do like these slow singy songs yet until 98. Yeah, so you should have known what was coming by 2003.
They finally came out and was like, this is our true...
2003, they were like, this is our true form. We are now Golden Frieza.
Mega Fi.
I've been watching... I drew Dragon Ball Super like crazy, dude. I only got like 10 more episodes left.
Last time I talked to you, you said you only had 2 episodes left.
No, you're probably thinking of when I was just finishing up the English versions. Now I've been watching them in Japanese for like 80 episodes so far.
Have you learned any Japanese?
No. I'm not supposed to learn Japanese. I'm just reading subtitles, my friend.
You could at least practice. Learn.
They say, when they want to say yes or sure, they say, hi.
Everyone knows that.
I didn't know that. And, Konnichiwa. And, the only Japanese word I've ever known prior to this is Ohio, which means, like, hello.
Ohio.
Yeah, it means hello in Japanese, Ohio. Because that's what Big Bird said in that movie when he goes to Tokyo. Everybody's like, Ohio, and he's like, I'm not from Ohio, I'm from Sesame Street. It's hilarious.
What?
You've never seen this movie? Big Bird fucking goes to Tokyo, and everybody on the street's like,
what fucking movie
Ohio.
Is this?
I think it's just called, like, Big Bird in Tokyo or some shit.
Big Bird in Tokyo? What the fuck are you watching Sesame Street?
I saw it in, like, second or third grade. It's the only thing I remember about, like, learning about Japan.
That was a brutal spear. Big show to RVD. I would have just laid there and let it be a 3-count.
He hit him and said, Ohio.
He said, Ohio. Dude, look how nasty this is.
I learned a little bit about their language, if you want to. Like, I learned about, like, the way they use...
Do you see this outside? It is snowing now.
Yeah, it's snowing pretty crazy. Yeah.
After we just got sun.
It was snowing while it was sunny. There should be a rainbow out there. But I like the way they use, like, pronouns to describe people. Like, the way, San... Like, they'll say, like, San Goku or the gods all have, like, a very proper, like, Sama, where their name is, like, Beerus-sama or Zeno-sama or something like that. Like, I like the pronoun aspect, like, you know, and learned a little bit about that. Because... Nice. So you can understand when they're talking to people and shit a little bit, but more.
That's what I'm saying. Have you picked up? Like,
because all the
watching 80 fucking episodes, you should learn something.
Well,
all the
character names are the same, but they all have like proper nouns. So like, it's like Son Goku, Trunks Kun, and you know what I mean. So like, the kids have the Kun, and like the older people have the Sunness or Sama if they're really respected or. And then, like, Bulma's known Goku since they were kids, so she calls him Son-kun, she's the only person that calls him that, which is, like, a very affectionate term for, like, your best friend for a long time. You've known since childhood and shit. So, like, she calls him Son-kun through the whole fucking show and shit. So the referee's knocked out. Roided up Test, who's been cutting a promo on RVD and Bob Harley all night, decided to come out and get involved in this shit. I feel like he just took a shot or something. Like they shouldn't have sent him back out there.
Up.
Like, he looked so good in the match earlier, and there he looked like weird and gassed and stumbly. Him with short hair too. I don't know, man. It's like
The long hair covered at least most of the back knee.
Well, and the reason why, like, Mark Jindrak and all those fucking guys are never remembered is because they all looked alike and they all had that same fucking haircut. Test just had it. He got it in, like, 2011. Oh, God, here's Bob Harley with the chair shot to Test. Bob Harley going babyface after getting his back torn open.
See, now I would go in there and take out Test. RVD.
Yeah, but if he did that, he wouldn't be going babyface, Derek. He'd be no longer babyface.
I mean, he's the one who just destroyed my fucking back.
He's Bob Harley. Yeah, you are right. So he's attacking Big Show because Big Show is the heel.
See, they just completely flipped Bob Harley after his injury like that. Boom.
Yeah, because he's endeared to the audience now because he's hardcore. He's hardcore.
There's your
he's
chance
hardcore.
To measure the penis.
All right.
And you didn't even engage.
I didn't even look. I was chanting about how his dick is unusually not that good, flaccid. You could see it. You could see the outline of it. But yeah, I'd want to see it fully erect just to see it. just to like fucking be like. If Big Show made a porn or something, I would watch that.
The first thing out of your mouth meeting the Big Show is, let me see your
dick
your
fully
dick.
Erect. I have to know how giant it is. I mean, the fucker is 7 foot something.
You could ask him anything, but your number one question is, erect
that's
dick size.
That's not number one, no. But it is in my thoughts somewhere, yeah.
Is it a top two question? If it's not number one, does it come in at an easy number two?
Oh, man. Because, like, look right there. In the replay, his dick does not look very impressive. You know? A Big Show flaccid is not that impressive.
He's just like the usual Game of Thrones
so
character you
I
see.
Would, I want to see if he pushes like you would imagine Big Show 10-inch dick, 10, 12, 8, anywhere over
the size
8
of
inches.
Your arm.
Anywhere, yeah, he's got to have a fucking baby's arm of a penis, you would imagine. But you never know, you know what I mean? I imagine anybody over 6 foot has a baby's arm of a penis. That's just my gauge. I'm like, oh, he's 6 foot, baby's arm. Or he's Italian.
He's Italian.
Baby's arm.
That's funny.
And then if I'm like, oh, he's Irish and 5'11", tiny dick. Needle, fucking needle pencil dick of a motherfucker.
You're just pointing to yourself. My club.
I know what you're working with. I see it all the time. So that was episode 19, Derek. What'd you think?
It was fun.
All right. So yeah.
As far as match wise goes, not that great.
It was weird how long all the promos were this week, but
it
we
was
also had
a promo night.
But we also had four matches. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah. But
we had four matches and 14 promos, or four promos and four matches.
And Test and Balls had a pretty
bald.
That was the weirdest fuck to say. Test and Balls.
Test and Balls. Balls and Test.
Balls and Test.
Test and Balls. No, that's how you gotta say from
test
now on.
Test and Balls. they had a pretty good match.
You need
match.
To make a shirt just with Test on it and Balls. Test and Balls.
I did not mind the Test and Balls match. The we're gonna start selling shirts on our website that just say shit like this. Test and Balls. Hey, Chris Clem, will you wear a Test and Balls shirt? And also shout out to Tracy from Indiana who listens to this too. But these shows Because I always say Chris Clem's the only listener, but she's...
We do have Tracy.
Yeah, we do have one other. No, I mean, we are not the most listened
to podcast. We have two confirmed that we can...
ANA MMA is now the most listened to show on the network. It was, nice. Yeah, surpassed the main show.
Nice.
Like, there was a couple weeks in there where when Chris Clem debuted back...
So now is this like... A Nitro versus Raw fucking feud.
I don't know, man. ANA MMA might be my new like golden goose to get me money in the future. Like, if this if ANA MMA takes off, I got some percentages in there coming my way. but anyway, like when Chris Clem re-debuted, we've been talking about him a lot. But when he re-debuted with his podcast a few weeks ago, he took the number one slot for a week.
Nice.
There was a week or two in there in the at the end of the year when Let the Hate Flow Through You took the top spot. But for the most part, Let the Hate Flow Through You, the main show, has been the number one for consistently for a long time. And then finally, man, ANA MMA took the lead about 2 weeks ago, and that grip hasn't been lost. The disparity in listen numbers has just grown and grown and grown. Like, they're number one, and they're growing like crazy the past 2 weeks.
Nice.
They did, like, a giveaway thing, and after they did that, that was a couple weeks into them just like pumping out really good episodes that people are liking. Like, they're bringing in guests and shit. Yeah, they're getting respect kind of in the MMA world. So, yeah, ANA MMA, man. MMA is not a niche product. It's taking over our network.
Nice.
Might have to start putting a little more into the MMA thing.
So you're going to make me watch MMA fights and compete with them?
And then
are we the Raw product of...
No.
And they're the WCW product?
I just
product?
Mean, like, promoting their show.
For a second, I thought you were going to throw something in there. I'm going to just put my head down and be like, I give up.
I watched a video today that was in, like, my Time Hop or something that was a Chris Clem movie I made that was, like, when he debuted on the network, and I took a bunch of audio cuts from his show and put this, like, dubstep beat behind it, and I took this audio from when the Cavs won the championship from him, like, and he's like, they beat the Golden State Warriors on the backs of an Akron native. I can't even believe this happened. Like, and the way, like, it's all timed out and the way he talks during it, I literally started tearing up over there. I teared
but
up.
But you cry at everything.
I cry at everything.
You're like a female. And this was a 2 year old romantic comedy.
This is a 2 year old video I made. Like, I made it 2 years ago.
I bet you cried 2 years ago watching it too.
When not while I was making it, just bawling my eyes out. But yeah, man. So anyway, Chris Clem's Cavscast. Our network is fun, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Cleveland Comedy Awards, they got their podcast nominees, and we made up 80% of them this year.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm not going, though. anyway, so let's end this episode. For Derek, I'm Sean, and we got to come up with a new one. For Bob Harley, Razor Blade Job, and we're out.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.